and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. 1 week ago, the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century swept across Maui, killing at least 99 people. A fire is still burning in Kula. Hawaii Governor Josh Green on the search in Lahaina.
We got through 25% of the homes in the area, the grid, searching for our lost loved ones. That's accelerating now.
More from CBS's Allison Keyes.
Moody's Investor Service says the estimated insured losses from the Maui wildfires will be at least $1 billion. But survivors waiting to see what's left of their homes aren't thinking about that yet.
I still have loved ones that's trapped, for example, my dad.
And then there are the 3,000 or so missing pets, terrified and traumatized just like their owners. Katie Shannon is at the Maui Humane Society.
We have seen animals come through our shelter that have severe burns.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Former President Trump and 18 co-defendants are indicted for allegedly trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis pursued the case, charging Trump and 18 of his allies. Trump himself is facing 13 felony counts, including violating Georgia's RICO Act, a racketeering law used to take down major crime organizations.
She can wrap together a lot of activities with a great number of defendants and be able to bring in evidence against one that then spills over onto the others.
The RICO Act charge alone carries a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison.
A guilty plea in a case related to a January elementary school shooting in Newport News, Virginia. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
25-year-old Deja Taylor has pleaded guilty to a charge of felony child neglect. It comes 7 months after her 6-year-old son used her handgun to shoot and critically wound his first-grade teacher in a classroom full of children. Prosecutors agreed to drop a misdemeanor charge of reckless storage of a firearm. Taylor faces up to 6 months in jail or prison when she's sentenced in the fall.
New COVID-19 hospitalizations have accelerated for a fourth straight week. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
CDC data show 10,320 patients in the U.S. were newly hospitalized with the virus for the week ending August 5th, an increase of more than 14% from the week before. Hospitals in the Southeast are getting hit hardest in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North and South Carolina, and Tennessee.
In Ukraine, an injured man is pulled out from under rubble after a Russian missile strike on the city of Lutsk. In Lviv, at least 3 people were killed and 19 wounded in overnight strikes. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Overcast tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 61. Mid-70s Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to. Lots to talk about. Almost the entire Republican Party indicted yesterday as Fannie Willis indicted Trump. And 18 others, but there were 30 unnamed co-conspirators. And that's where the fun begins. Look, for me, the fun is it's kind of a guessing game. Who are these other 30? I still think Lindsey Graham is going to be on that list, or so I hope. In fact, I saw he could rank as high as number 20. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, again, you know, I don't know that there was a lot of surprise in this. I think the fact that it's such a wide net that she has cast, because understand the differences between what the DOJ did, Jack Smith and the DOJ did, and what Fannie Willis and the folks in Fulton County are doing, completely different. The feds went for something narrow, simple, something they could get through quickly, something they could move on and actually hold someone accountable for. It seems like she wants to get to the bottom of it, wants to hold everyone accountable. Now, understand, the 30 unnamed co-conspirators, those are the rats. Those are the ones who are going to be jumping ship really quick. And I expect even some of the named ones to CYOA to start jumping and going, you know, especially the lawyers. Lawyers don't like going to jail, especially the lawyers who aren't going to get paid, by the way. I fully expect that. Now, I find it interesting that they use the RICO laws, which I was saying, you know, it seems like a criminal conspiracy, seems like a mob kind of organization. What I find interesting, one of the named conspirators, one of the indicted, Rudy, it's weird. This is the weird thing for me, because Rudy made his name using the RICO Act against the mob. You know, Rudy was the mob buster for a while and used that. You would think he would know. You would think that he would know, being part of that whole big thing, that it could be used against him. Now, again, the RICO law is much broader, much more all-encompassing than the federal laws. So, gonna be. Now, this isn't gonna happen anytime soon. This is gonna be a couple of years, I think. But gonna be interesting to see how this eventually finishes up, and if we can wrap this up into a full story. I want to know who funded it. I want to know who riled the people up. I want to know who the... There's so much here. So much. Now, the other part of this is kind of where it has to be on the state level, because states run elections. And I think that's a big part of why you didn't see the feds jump into the middle of that, because in our country, the election laws are state laws. So these are state laws. What's interesting, what I keep seeing is Mark Meadows, who is a named conspirator, indicted one of the 18. He's trying to get it moved to federal court. Trump is going to want to get it moved to federal court. They want to get it out of the hands of the state courts because, well, they think they got a better chance with people that maybe Trump might have appointed. I think that's kind of it. Now, for me, the state charge is important because regardless of what happens in 2024, if Trump somehow pulls off a victory and becomes president again, not something he can pardon himself for. And Georgia has a weird little thing where governors don't have pardon power. They've got limited, they can make suggestions, I guess. But so he can't get himself out of this. This could be the one that ends up, and I've had a lot of friends going, this is the one that's going to get him locked up. Now, I'm not that certain. We'll see. Again, this is a huge case. And as has been explained to me already, when Willis has done this in the past, has cast this wide net, what happens is the rats start to jump ship. And I think that's kind of the hope of these 30 unindicted co-conspirators, that they're going to go, hey, I don't have the money to fight this. I don't have the energy, the time. I don't have the ability to fight this. I'm just going to tell the truth. I'm going to come forth and I'm going to point the finger where it belongs, at Trump and the others. So going to be fun, interesting. But Rudy Giuliani right there at the top, he was one. John Eastman, you may remember, Eastman's the guy who, I guess he dreamt up the whole scheme and, put pressure on Pence and did a bunch of that stuff. So Eastman's big part of this, getting his law license taken away. Mark Meadows was one of them. This guy Cheeseborough, who drafted the memo to bring the fake electors along. So this is a multi-pronged kind of, everyone's got a bad idea. And then there's Jeffrey Clark, who was supposed to be, acting attorney general. They were going to try and, my congressman, Scott Perry, pushed him to the forefront here. Jenna Ellis, who, evidently was Rudy's, lapdog, also wrote some memos so that Pence, might block, the election. What's interesting, the rumor going around right now about Jenna Ellis, evidently she must have said something nice about DeSantis. So evidently Trump's PACs aren't going to pay any of her legal bills. So she's going to be on her own because she said something nice about DeSantis. And this is one of those weird things. For me, as I'm watching this play out, the thing that's amazing to me is the loyalty that people have to Trump, knowing that if they slip up just a little bit, if they say something nice about somebody that offends dear leader, they're out. They're on an island. They're you're fired. And with it comes all of the headaches and all of the problems of massive legal bills. And I remember saying this for a while, going, his past, his record is that of stiffing people who, I guess, were his friends. And now we're seeing that, as we've known all along, he stiffs everybody. The story broke today that Giuliani, his most loyal henchman, evidently not going to get paid because evidently they had a handshake agreement. And, nothing. Now, are you surprised by it? And the answer should be no. And this is why I think at some point people are going to start turning and quickly. And when it happens, when the door opens and the floodgates go, it's going to be huge. Because all of these people, these lawyers, Sidney Powell, who was all in, she's been indicted. All of the people who were the fake electors, they're indicted now. which I don't understand why they weren't indicted right from the beginning, but this is all part of this. And I'm hoping this is all televised. I'm hoping it's all right out in front, transparent. Now, I do have a problem with the Fulton County Clerk of Courts, because you made me stay up till midnight to get this stuff when you actually did post it on your website earlier in the day. I'm miffed about that. Got to be honest. You could have just said, yeah, made a mistake. It was there. That's it. But no, made me stay up till midnight to find it. Now, fun, something to look forward to on Monday. Coming soon, Trump says he's going to hold a major, major news conference. And this major news conference can be held at Bedminster in New Jersey at his golf course, you know, where his ex-wife is buried. And reports they're not tending to the gravesite very well. And are you surprised? I'm not even a little bit. But evidently, there's going to be a report. And this report is going to... Well, I'm going to use his words. He truthed out today a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia, is almost complete and will be presented by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday of next week in Bedminster, New Jersey, based on the results of this conclusive report. All charges should be dropped against me and others. There will be a complete exoneration. Capital letters. They never went after those rigged the election. They only went after those who fought to find the riggers. The riggers. And the thing is, we know who the riggers were. Brad Raffensperger, one of the riggers. Brian Kemp, one of the riggers. One of the people who threw people off voting rolls. I mean, we know the game. You can go back to, 2004, J. Kenneth Blackwell in Ohio. We're only going to take registrations on 80-pound paper, and all the rest of them we're going to chuck. All of these barriers that Republicans have put in the way of people voting, I think we know who the riggers are. But so we're going to get this big report. Now, here's the weird thing. Some enterprising reporter checked to see if Bedminster was going to be open on Monday. Turns out the golf club will be closed. They're holding a private event, not the big press conference. So you got to wonder, is this one of those things where he got a little news in the cycle, and then, you just can't have the big report. Yeah. I would not be surprised. Now, here's the thing, and this is what bothers me. All of this talk, in all seriousness, is getting the dim riled up. My email box full of people very angry, and it's one of those things you're going, have you not been paying attention? Did you not know this was coming? This is the fourth indictment. He's hit for the cycle already. It's not the hat trick anymore. He's hit for the cycle. He's got all of them. And now you've got the whispers of violence coming, because along with the indictment, I guess they released the name of the grand jurors, which there is some chatter on 4chan where the lunatics hang out, that evidently the list of names of jurors, of the grand jurors, that's a hit list evidently, and they're about ready to go Turner Diaries on them. That's a threat, so you know. It means they're gonna, yeah, you know what they're gonna do. And the thing that gets me is the right will say, no, just like on January 6th, it was a peaceful day. It was a family day. It was a big picnic. It was a party.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Heated rhetoric was really ramped up. And that's going to happen as these indictments turn into trials and the more we find out, because that's the only way they're going to keep us, really the only way they're going to keep us from getting the truth is if they can shut it down. Just like the only way they were going to keep Trump in office is if they were to be able to stop Pence from certifying the election, which is what January 6th was all about. It wasn't about, you know, a day of patriotism. Nonsense. They knew why they were there. Every person who went to that rally knew that they were there to stop Pence from certifying the election. Some didn't say, oh, we were just going to protest. But some went there with the idea of any means necessary. And that's the position that sadly we're in. Now, look, here's the thing. This is the thing that blows my, that makes me just furious. I would rather be talking about anything other than Trump. There are so many other things we need to be focused on. But here's the reality. Our democracy is under attack. The threat of losing this wonderful experiment of self-governance is under attack. And this guy is at the center of it. So until he is tried in open court for everyone to see and held accountable, I don't see a way forward. This is the issue of our day. And for those who want to put it this way, we are living history. Which side will you be on? That's my question. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You'll listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425. Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, again, like I said, I would rather be talking about anything other than Donald Trump and the attacks on democracy that are happening right in front of us. Like, for instance, the attack on public education. We are seeing it all across the country, from book bans to, you know, to just, well, you know, Schoolhouse Rock for Nazis. The kind of craziness that is happening around our public schools is a couple fold. One, to get everybody riled up and angry so that we polarize each other, and then to destroy public education and to privatize it. And Florida is at the heart of it, much like Pennsylvania with the charter schools and the cyber charters. But evidently they have this step up program. And I was reading through this article on this step up program and how basically, thanks to tax dollars, they are saving Catholic schools. Religious schools are getting huge amounts of money, which is why these things are being pushed. It's about breaking up the teachers' unions. It's about you know, taking what we used to do for ourselves away, and privatizing it, especially into their churches. And this article goes through how basically the money that they're throwing into this is seriously propping up these schools to where now the enrollment is through the roof. But what I found interesting is one of the nuns that was quoted in this talked about the enrollment at this one school. And they said that they had, you know, the enrollment right around 900 is the constant. And what she said was, is that over the last year, the scholarship money, the payoff, the sweetener from the state, grew from 160 people getting it last year to over 560. Now, as I've been saying for the longest time, the reality is this money is going to people who are already sending their kids to private schools. It's just lining their pockets. And I found it interesting that she just came right out and said it. Yeah, you know, we had 160 people last year who were getting the money. Now 560. And it's just a windfall for them, to be quite frank. And we know that. Now, here's the other part of this. the very people who are pushing for religious education and all of this, you know, who want us to, you know, you got to read the book, got to know about the book, are supporting a party that wants to completely ban universal free school lunch programs. It's part of the Republican Study Committee's proposal that in 2024, that's part of what they're going to run on, banning school lunch programs like this. And you go, didn't I know something about feeding the hungry? Wasn't there something in that book that maybe the religious? And here's the thing. Maybe this could be the positive. Let me spin this positively. Maybe by government money funding religious education, maybe we'll get better Christians. Maybe you'll get better people out of this. Maybe people will be a little bit better and actually read the book. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it, but you never know. Let's go to the phones. Got Alice on line one. Alice, what's on your mind?
Couple of things. Number one, I love the fact that, again, Trump's indicted. And I see Mark Meadows, and all the little squiggly, slimy attorneys of his. Oh, joy. Let's see what happens.
You mean the ones he didn't
pay?
By
the way, Gordon.
I got to tell you, if I'm him, I got to be worried. All the lawyers he stiffed over his career, you got to think some of them are going to turn on him.
That's true. Gordon Crone, if you remember her from Twitter, she did say that she wanted to remind everybody that, told you this was going to happen. I don't know. She has her ways. And then the second thing that I wanted to get to talk about was, you know, they wanted to fund the public education because we no longer are indoctrinating them with the right-wing agenda. We're not pushing the religion. If you have the private schools, especially the religious schools, you can push the right-wing Christianity, and then you can also control what they learn, what they read. And when you do that, then you basically keep people ignorant. You know, this is what they did back in the Middle Ages, you know, right after the original Christian church, Catholic church, took over in the second century, which led to the downfall of Rome. This is what they did. You know, they started narrowing down what you could learn, and then all of a sudden they came up with, well, nobody's allowed to read the Bible, and if we catch you reading the Bible, then you're going to be considered a heretic and burnt because we don't want you to know what it's saying. So I think they're just trying to take us back to the early 3rd century or 4th century. You know, I was stuck there on the Middle Ages for a while, but I think now they're going backwards.
We're regressing even further. I appreciate the thoughts.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Have
Alice.
A good evening, Rick. Yep.
And that's the scary part in all this. I mean, you can take this to a whole bunch of places, but here's the reality in this. You know, the fact that they are pushing their religion without actually pushing what their religion says. I mean, I look at the Republican Party's the Republican Study Committee's plans for 2024. Ending school lunch programs, universal lunch programs. And there are a number of states across this country who have already done it. I mean, look at California, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, New Mexico, Vermont, I guess, is on the move. There are another 21 states that are talking about doing some form or another. And they're going to try and use the federal government. Again, remember, these are the people who told us they believe in smaller, less intrusive government. They believe in states' rights. These are people who want to use the federal government as a bludgeon over top of all of this. And this is part of this weird kind of I'm not even going to call it religion or faith. I'm going to call it, you know, indoctrination. Especially when you start talking about all the other things that they want to do away with. You know, gutting Social Security and, you know.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 85, tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Overcast, tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 61. Mid-70s, Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Wing henchmen to put on the federal payroll immediately to enforce their plan. If this sounds ludicrous, it is, but it's actually happening. For the Republican Party has decided to be ludicrous. As the director of Project 2025 told the New York Times, This is where the conservative movement sits at this time. This is Jim Hightower saying, maybe, but it damn sure won't sit well with the American people, who are presently suffering the hellish ravages of our rapidly overheating climate. Indeed, here's a great chance for Democrats to demonstrate their bipartisan spirit by doing all they can to publicize the Republicans' let-it-burn global warming policy.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now,
it's at Carrier for complete comfort and peace of mind. Carrier, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. To find your local dealer, go to CarrierMilwaukee.com. That's CarrierMilwaukee.com.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Runs to the bag himself, and the Brewers will prevail in extra innings here tonight.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in L.A.
Lands, it bounces, it rolls to the fence, and this will tie the game.
With Lane Grindle.
Can on his way to second. He delivers in extra innings for the second consecutive game.
And Josh Mau.
The middle and into left center field, a base hit. Contreras delivers yet again. 3-2 Milwaukee.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a warm day in Southern California, the Brewers and the Dodgers get ready to start up a three-game series here at Dodger Stadium. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Mauer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you from Chavez Ravine. A beautiful setting here tonight for game one of this series. Adrian Houser is going to get the ball for the crew. It'll be the young fireballing right-hander Bobby Miller on the mound for Los Angeles. Should be a good one here tonight as we get the on-deck show built by Menards started up. We've got more when we return right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Call your local BugTussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Wapaka, Wishara, Outagamie, Winnebago, Marquette, and Green Lake counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470. For Adams and Sauk counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Columbia, Dodge, and Fond du Lac counties, call Bill at 920-602-7202. For Calumet and Brown counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
C. McBee Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. C. McBee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. C. McBee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling C. McBee Realty.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of DeBoss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place in our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit DeBossFirearms.com. Call 920-235-5440 or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
The Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Yeah.
Back with you on the On Deck Show. Built by Menards, Brewers and Dodgers getting ready for game number one of this three-game series as the nine-game road trip continues after an off day yesterday here in Southern California. Brewers with three here, then three in Texas to wrap up this road trip. And Josh, a great start to the trip with that sweep of the Chicago White Sox. And these off days also come in really handy right now for Craig Counsell, because with the Brewers playing so many close games, they've used the bullpen a lot. Those are some built-in rest days for those guys.
Yeah, they need everybody available for this next stretch where you got two teams that are playing as well as anybody in Major League Baseball consecutively on the trip. You go to Los Angeles, playing the Dodgers are 12-1 this month. Then you're going to go to Texas to finish out the trip on the weekend, and the Rangers not far off that pace. So this will be a great litmus test for the Brewers, and they will have all hands on deck here, at least to begin it here tonight.
The Brewers trying to get this series started off on the right foot and keep the momentum going. They've won four in a row coming into this game, and they get Adrian Hauser on the mound tonight. Wade Miley makes the start tomorrow, and then Corbin Burnes will go in the finale. Should be a fun matchup tomorrow. We'll talk about that when we get to tomorrow, but this will be fun to see this Dodgers lineup. It has been a good one, and they've been the best team in the second half of the season across baseball. We've got more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll talk to Craig Counsell when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Menards, Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adamas has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madris, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Saving money with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Railback high-energy alkaline batteries are perfect for powering up everyday devices around the house. And a 24-pack will ensure you're covered for when you need it. Pick up a 24-pack of Railback high-energy alkaline batteries for $8.99 each after 11% off. That's only 38 cents per battery. Good through August 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Dodgers, opening up this three-game series here at Dodgers Stadium. Bobby Miller for Los Angeles, and Adrian Hauser gets the ball for the crew. We're chatting with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. And Craig, you go back to your sweep over the White Sox, and when you make deals at the deadline, you hope those guys are able to impact wins, and that's what happened in that series with Mark Canha and Carlos Santana.
Yeah, they absolutely did. A couple of big hits by both of them, you know, leading to some good things. So Santana with a huge homer on Sunday, and Mark with a big hit Saturday night for sure, and just a good series overall. So, you know, we did enough. Again, we pitched brilliantly in the series, I thought, played very solid defense, and that led to three good games.
Do you think when you are moved, for some guys, sometimes it takes a week maybe to get your feet underneath of you and get settled in before you start really seeing the results?
Yeah, I don't think there's a rhyme or reason to it. I think, you know, I think in Carlos and Mark's case, you know, the thing we acquired was just two very solid major league players, and so they both got off to slow starts here, and I think, you know, if anything, it gives you kind of some confidence, hey, there's some good stuff coming, because that's just who they are as players. So you know, we had to wait a week, but then we got a really good week and we got some really big hits, and you know, that's what you're expecting, is, you know, Carlos is sitting kind of in the middle of the lineup, and that big home run, it wins you a game, and then Mark just kind of delivering solid at bat after solid at bat is what you really expect from him.
Another real positive right now is that Tyrone Taylor is starting to really swing the ball. He's had to swing the bat well. He's had a tough season in terms of health,
but now healthy, getting consistent bats, and really forcing his way into your lineup right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every bit of offense we can get, obviously, is always welcome, and be having a different guy do it. So, you know, I thought, you know, Christian had been a little quiet for a bit of a period, and, you know, Tyrone, having another guy that maybe you don't expect picking up the slack is always big. And so Tyrone delivered a big hit Saturday night. You know, Tyrone has the ability, kind of one swing really affect the game, yeah. And that's what he's been doing.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio.
Hear that? It's your insurance rates ticking upward. Those big companies need to pay for sponsorships and spokespeople somehow, but it shouldn't come out of your pocket. Turn to Justin Schmick, your independent insurance agent. He'll review your insurance needs and point you in the right direction without all those high-pressure sales tactics. And with Schmick on your team, you won't be just another tick for the big companies.
I'm Justin Schmick. Give me a call at 920-718-0163. That's 920-718-0163. Or visit schmickagency.com.
Do you ever feel like your nerves are on fire? Like you're being stabbed with 1,000 knives? Millions of people suffer from chronic nerve pain, numbness, or neuropathy. It can make it hard to work, hard to sleep, and hard to enjoy life. But there is hope. Max Wellness Pain Relief in Oshkosh offers a cutting-edge treatment that resets your pain back to zero using non-invasive electrical stimulation to overwrite your pain signals. And the best part is, you only pay if it works. Max Wellness Pain Relief, 920-306-4727 or maxwellnesspainrelief.com.
If you're a business searching for reliable and efficient trucking or warehousing solutions, this message is for you. Forward Thinking Logistics is a local, service-disabled, veteran-owned company in Wisconsin. Whether you're a small company or a large enterprise, their indoor-outdoor storage and warehousing services, paired with their specialty in local trucking, make them your trusted logistics solution. Forward Thinking Logistics, 920-706-0292. That's 920-706-0292 or forwardthinkinglogistics.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Krieg.
Keurig.
Keurig.
Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But I was like, because go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I go make some coffee. I went back there. And I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And then I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The match. Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Dodgers getting set to open up this three-game series. You get a Dodgers team here for the next three games that, in some ways, quietly is playing about as well as anybody in baseball. There's so much focus on the Braves, but this Dodgers team has played really well for a while now.
Yeah, post All-Star break, they've been great. And it's a team of a lot of good players, and they've got themselves back to a pretty healthy point, especially from the pitching side. Getting Kershaw back is a big deal. But it's a solid, very complete team, very good offensive team. The first five hitters in their lineup are, you know, arguably like all-star caliber players. So it's a tough lineup to go through. They got two guys definitely at the back end of their bullpen that are as tough as they come.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is, you know, the Dodgers are a complete team. This has been the best team in the National League in the last decade, and they're showing why, and that's what you expect from them.
Yeah, you'll see one of the true veterans tomorrow. You're going to see one of the younger pitchers in terms of experience that they have in Bobby Miller tonight. What do you know about Bobby Miller, and what kind of a challenge will he present?
Yeah, almost represents the new generation of pitching here, because we're going to see 100-mile-an-hour fastballs from a starter tonight. And that's, you know, that feels unheard of, and he's going to sit at 97, 98 miles an hour as a starter. And so it's a big fastball. Hittable fastball, though. And there's mistakes with the off-speed stuff. So, you know, the league's done okay against him, but it's a young starter with a really bright future.
All right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Counsell with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more when we return to Dodger Stadium after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Right now, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, all jeans are on sale. Whether for fit, function, or fashion, we have unbeatable deals on your favorite brands for the whole family. Like all men's and women's Wrangler Western jeans, buy two, get one free. Men's Wrangler 5-star jeans are $22.99. Rewards members save an extra buck. $10 off women's Lee Flex Motion straight leg jeans, $31.99. And men's Rustler jeans, $15.99. Just $14.99 for rewards members. Find value
at
Blaine's Farm
and Fleet. At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store, your heavy luggage shipping store, your fancy art shipping store. We're even your I can't believe it's already time for back to school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy to use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store location is independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
It's the Brewers opening up a big three-game series in Los Angeles, taking on the Dodgers. Game one at Dodgers Stadium is coming up. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, it's time to go back on this date in history for some drink, Wisconsinably brandy. Old-fashioned history. Let's go back to August 15th, 1990. Philadelphia Phillies left-hander Terry Mulholland pitched a no-hitter against the San Francisco Giants. It was the first nine-inning no-hitter in Veterans Stadium history, and I will anecdotally add, it was the first baseball game yours truly ever attended. True story. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new brandy old-fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is sold or served. Let's update the roster and get you an injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And for the Brewers, J.C. Mejia, the latest to fall onto the injured list, pitched the ninth inning in Chicago, gave up three runs on Sunday. He is now out with right shoulder inflammation. And Trevor McGill is back. He takes his place in the bullpen. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, we're going to talk pitching. After a great weekend in Chicago, the pitching coach, Chris Hook, joins us for a lengthy conversation about having Brandon Woodruff back to join Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta at the top of the rotation. That's coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Chemical and industrial engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Dodger Stadium. Brewers and Dodgers coming up just about 15 minutes from now. And we welcome on tonight's pregame guest. Happy to have the pitching coach, Chris Hook, join us here. And I was wondering, just kind of to start,
the fact that you were able to throw Burns, Woodruff, Peralta, three consecutive games for the first time since early April. What was that like this past weekend? Just to know that you got your horses all back together.
Yeah, that was fun. I think that I think Woody's been obviously chomping at the bit to get back, but it, I guess the best way to put it, it just feels right. I think for us as a staff, it's the feeling that we don't always feel like we're like, it's a given that's going to happen, right? Like those three are always going to be there, and I think it's just, we're just very fortunate to have those three guys of quality to throw out there, you know, back to back to back is really important for us.
When you have Freddy Peralta right, as he's been these last few weeks, especially Sunday, another shutout effort for him in his time at the White Sox, what's going well for Freddy when he's going in a groove like this?
I just think it's more of an internal belief that he's the best. I mean, that's something that we've really been kind of forcing on him. Like, Freddie, you don't really understand how good you are, and just kind of really stressing you have success doing these types of things and just really believing in it. And I think sometimes you forget that, and when you're going through struggles that, hey, you know, I'm really good at this. You know, he's an all-star. I always try to remind him, I said, remember that all-star appearance where you struck out three dudes in a row and you're like the man? Like, he's the man. And I think that sometimes I think he forgets that and just needs to be reminded, like every player on this field does. So I think there's just a really solid confidence factor in what he's doing right now. And I don't think that his stuff has been really consistent all year long. It's just those moments where he tries to maybe be finicky in where he's trying to go instead of just like be Freddy. Like it's enough. It's enough to get any hitter in this league out.
Interesting stuff. Let me go back to Brandon Woodruff. You talked right at the beginning here about how he was chomping at the bit to get back on a big league mound. It looks like when we've watched him these two starts, it looks like he never left. How has he done that with a 4-month absence in between?
Well, I mean, he's spent a lot of time, you know, just working on his throwing in general and just being on time. And his routine is so solid. And I hope that leads to consistency with all of our guys. And I hope that stands out for people that are watching. But it's this work that they put in on an everyday basis. He knows himself pretty well, and he never really stopped throwing. So, I mean, his rhythm and timing and how he does his work really didn't change. It's just that his shoulder wasn't feeling that great when he was doing it. So he didn't really lose that. So I think he had a really solid foundation which to build from once he got back on the mound and getting down the slope. So I think that's what you're seeing. He's still not quite where we hope him to be, but I thought he's really performed well. He knows he's not quite at 100% Brandon Woodruff, but we're getting there, and I hope when we need to peak, he'll be right where he needs to be.
Chris Hook is our guest. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards from Dodger Stadium. I can't believe I've gone this long without asking you about your ace, Corbin Burns, who I think maybe we have come to take for granted. Is that an accurate assessment from me as you look at it as his pitching coach?
I think as the group, I mean, that group we look at like, oh, gosh, they're not having a great year. And then you look up and like, oh, they did have a great year. Yeah. So I think it is. I think everyone takes it for granted, the excellence that they have kind of proven to us year after year after year, and we're expecting that now, and that's okay. I think that's an okay expectation for this group. Yeah, I think he's had another tremendous year. Was it as good as he wanted to be early in the season? Probably not. He would probably say that, but I think he's kind of fine-tuned some things. He's done some things a little bit differently over the last probably 5 to 6 starts to kind of help him through that and make just a subtle adjustment into what he's doing and how he's attacking hitters. And I think it's been really beneficial for him, and he's still getting comfortable with some of those changes, and I think it'll get even better. So I think there's another gear in there for Corbin, and we're excited to see that. But I think think Yelly said this a few weeks ago somewhere, like, you know, there's been a lot of excellence over the past 3 years, and I think we all expect it now. But it's still pretty doggone good, and we're proud of the guys as a group. But I mean, it still doesn't mean we don't expect it, right? So we're real excited about what's to come here in the next 6 weeks.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you all the success in the world down the stretch with your.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt.